弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们先有一个祷告啊。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
主，你问我们是否愿意背十字架来跟随你。
Lord, you have told us to carry our crosses and follow after you.
主啊，我们常常逃避这个问题。
And Lord, oftentimes we avoid this.
我们常常拖延逃避十字架。
And oftentimes we run away from the cross.
但是我们感谢你，主啊，你没有撇下我们。
But Lord, we thank you for you have never let us go.
你在加略山，在十字架上已经为我们牺牲，已经为我们付出了一切。
That upon Mount Calvary, upon the cross, you have already died and you have bled for us.
十字架的道路有牺牲。
And the way of the cross is for us, Lord.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你，因为你常常给我们这样的机会来跟随你。
And so, Lord, we thank you for you oftentimes give us the opportunity to follow after you.
主啊，你也借着诗歌再来提醒我们，不论我们在什么样的光景当中，你时时刻刻都与我们同在。
And through these hymns, Lord, you remind us that in no matter what situation, that you are here with us.
我们时时刻刻都在你爱的保守当中。
That we are always in your love.
所以我们充满了感恩和赞美。
And so, Lord, we give you our praise and worship.
但愿这个爱再来激励鼓舞我们每个弟兄姊妹。
And may this love continue to spur us forward.
叫我们起来背十字架，快跑来跟随你。
So that we can stand up and carry our crosses to follow after you.
直到见你面的那日。
Until the day we see you face to face.
垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
May you hear our prayers. We pray this in your precious name.
Amen. 我们首先先来读一些主的话啊。
Let's start by reading from the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹们翻开列王记下第二章。
Let's start by turning to the book of 2 Kings chapter 2.
从第一节到第八节。
Start from reading verses 1 through 8.
如果弟兄姊妹们翻到了，我们一起读啊，国语跟英语一起读。
And if brothers and sisters have turned to it, we can read together both in Chinese and in English.
列王记下第二章第一节。
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 1.
耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与伊丽莎从吉甲前往。以利亚对伊丽莎说，耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。伊丽莎说，我指着永生的耶和华，要敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人下到伯特利，住伯特利的先知门徒出来见伊丽莎，对他说，耶和华今日要接你的师父离开你，你知不知道？他说，我知道，你们不要作声。以利亚对伊丽莎说，耶和华差遣我往耶利哥去，你可以在这里等候。伊丽莎说，我指着永生的耶和华，要敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人到了耶利哥，住耶利哥的先知门徒就近以利沙，对他说，耶和华今日要接你的师父离开你，你知道不知道？他说，我知道，你们不要作声。以利亚对以利沙说，耶和华差遣我往约旦河去，你可以在这里等候。以利沙说，我指着永生的耶和华，要敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人一同前往，有先知门徒去了五十人，远远地站在他们对面。二人在约旦河边站住，以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来，用于打水，水在左右，水就左右分开，二人走干地而过。我们先读到这里啊，因为这一段蛮长的。
Because this is quite a long passage.
那这一段经文呢，很特别，因为讲到走路的问题。
And this passage that we just read is very special because it talks about this idea of walking.
我想我们都知道，我们基督徒走路是非常重要的。
And I trust that brothers and sisters know that this idea of walking is very important to the Christian life.
我们走得对不对，这个是至关重要。
And whether we walk correctly is a very important aspect.
我们如果走错了，这个后果就非常严重了。
And if we walk in the wrong way, then that is something that is detrimental.
这个可能结局就很糟糕。
And the end is something that is terrible.
而且呢，这个越努力啊，这个结局就越糟糕。
And the more you try, the worse it gets.
那我记得以前我送包裹的时候，有一次我送到一个很漂亮的家，很漂亮的家门。
And when I was delivering packages one time, I was sending this package to a beautiful house.
我送了很多包裹，我见过很多的房子，那这个房子的特别漂亮。
And I've delivered many packages to many homes, but this house in particular was very beautiful.
它不单单大，而且它前面呢，它的这个前面就像迷宫一样，它的 front yard 就像迷宫一样。
And not only was the house big, but the front yard was also very beautiful.
那个前面的 front yard 这个道路啊，错综复杂。
And the path in the front yard was very complicated.
那我送完包裹之后，我还一边观赏，太漂亮了。
And as I finished delivering the package, as I was walking out, I was admiring the yard.
突然旁边跑来两只非常大的狗。
And out of nowhere, two large dogs ran out from the side.
这个非常凶猛的追着我过来。
And these two large dogs were very they were barking at me.
我吓了一大跳。
And it scared me.
那个时候呢，你知道我们的知识就没用了。
And at that point, our knowledge and our thoughts are gone.
我们也知道说狗跑了你不可以跑啊。
And we know that when a dog runs at you, you aren't supposed to run.
但是在那种光景之下，知识已经没用了。
But in that moment, you are no longer thinking.
你看见这么两只跟我差不多高的那两只狗扑过来，你不跑不行。
And when two large dogs, kind of the size of humans, kind of run at you, you can't but run.
所以我赶快跑。
And so I ran quickly.
但是转过来我这个头晕了，因为这个路太多了，不知道哪条路。
And when I turned to run, I was kind of in a daze because there are so many paths to take.
但是我随便就选一条跑过去。
And I picked just a random path and I took that path down.
这个国语叫做慌不择路，是吧？对啊，不用翻译没关系。这个就是怕了，就不知道哪条路，随便跑了。
And I didn't really have a thought on which path to take. I just picked one at random.
那跑着跑着，你知道两条腿跑不过四条腿。
And you know that two legs cannot outrun four legs.
那而且更糟糕的是，这条路这个跑错了。
And not only that, but what was worse was that I picked the wrong path.
这不是出口。
It wasn't the exit.
跑着跑着没路了。
And the more I ran, the more lost I became.
但是那狗就在我前面又扑过来。
And from out of nowhere, the dogs came at me again.
所以这个我看见这个好像也不太高，直接从那个墙上面跳下去。
And so I just jumped over the gate.
那个虽然没事，但是这件事情呢，给我一个提醒，就是说如果路走错了，那个结局就是走投无路，最后你不知道又会发生什么事。
And even though this wasn't a huge deal, at the end I made it through, but what it really showed me was that when you pick the wrong path, the end goal is also, something that is terrible.
所以走路对我们来说是非常重要的。
And so this idea of walking is something that is very important to us.
如果我们走对了，并且能够坚持到底的话，那最终一定会得奖赏，得荣耀。
And if we can walk correctly, then the end goal and the purpose and our goal is something that will be blessed.
那这一段经文里面呢，我们看见有一条路，这条路有四段路程。
And in this passage, we see there's four journeys that they take.
这个从吉甲动身到伯特利，从伯特利到耶利哥，从耶利哥到约旦河，然后呢，从约旦河以利亚被提升天。
And so it goes from Gilgal to Bethel, from Bethel to Jericho, from Jericho to the Jordan, and from the Jordan we see that Elijah was taken up to the heavens.
那这给我们看见这条路是一条天路。
And what we see here is that the way that they are walking is the heavenly way.
这条路从吉甲开始走着走着，最后走到天上去了。
And starting from Gilgal, they began to walk and they walked into the heavens.
那不但如此呢，我们看见以利沙他走完这条路之后，他得着了双倍的灵。
And not only this, but we see that Elisha, after he finished this journey, he gained a double portion of the Spirit.
那说明说这条路也是一条属灵的道路。
And what this also tells us is that this is a spiritual way.
Yeah. 那我们不论我们是想要被提升天，还是想要得着圣灵的能力，我们都需要走完这四段路程。
And if we are thinking of entering into the heavenly or gaining the spirit, no matter what it is, we must walk until the end.
那我们现在来看一下这四个地方到底有什么属灵含义在里面。
And so let's take a closer look at the spiritual significance of these locations.
如果弟兄姊妹们看圣经的话，就会发现说这个第一个是吉甲，是吧？
And if brothers and sisters look inside the Bible, the first location is in Gilgal.
这个吉甲，我们如果看约书亚记第五章第九节的话，就知道说这个吉甲是滚的意思。
And so if we turn to Joshua chapter 5 verse 9, brothers and sisters can see that the meaning of Gilgal is to roll or rolling.
当时呢，以色列人他们刚刚进到迦南地。
And at that time, the Israelites had just entered into the promised land.
那个时候他们的士气非常旺盛。
And at that time, their condition was,
士气很旺盛。
They were very energized.
Yeah.那个时候呢，他们已经准备好要征战了，他们已经准备好要得产业。
And at that point that they were preparing themselves for battle, for war.
那而且呢，在约书亚记第五章第一节那里记载说，这个约旦河西，亚摩利人诸王和靠海迦南人诸王，听见神在以色列人面前使约旦河水干了，他们的心都消化了，不再有胆气。
And so in Joshua chapter 5 verse 1, it speaks on the kings of the Amorites, beyond the Jordan, and the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea, when they heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan before the sons of Israel, their hearts melted.
所以你发现说，一方面以色列人士气旺盛，他们这个已经准备好战争了。另一方面呢，他们的敌人，那些迦南诸王，他们已经胆战心惊了，心都消化了。
And so on one side, we see that the Israelites were preparing themselves for war, but on the other, we see that the enemies of the Israelites had lost their hearts.
所以我们看见这个时候应该是最容易得胜的时候。
So what we see here is that this is a time that they can gain an easy victory.
但是很奇怪的，我们发现说神接下来给他们的第一个命令是要叫他们行割礼。
And so what's very interesting is that the next portion is that the Lord has told them to next be circumcised.
那么什么是割礼呢？
But what is the meaning of circumcision?
如果弟兄姊妹们看哥罗西书第二章第十一节和第十三节的话，我们就会发现说割礼就是割去肉体，就是脱去肉体的情欲。
We see that in the Bible that circumcision is to rid yourself of the flesh.
Yeah. 神在这里又告诉我们在出去征战之前呢，首先要对付肉体。
And that before we go into battle, the Lord reminds us that we need to rid ourselves of the flesh.
因为征战得胜不是靠肉体。
Because in order to overcome, it is not through the flesh.
乃是靠神的能力。
But that it is through the might of the Lord.
如果我们不能够胜过肉体，我们就不能够胜过任何东西。
And if we cannot overcome the flesh, then we can overcome nothing.
所以我个人感觉在我们基督徒的一生当中啊，对付肉体是我们最基本也是最重要的对付。
And so what I see is that this idea of dealing with the flesh is something that is very important in a Christian walk.
那在约书亚记第五章那里告诉我们说，那些这个第二代的那些在旷野出生的那些以色列人，他们还没有受过割礼。
And so we see in Joshua chapter 5 that those, the second generation that grew up in the wilderness, they had not yet been circumcised.
所以神就命令他们在那里先受割礼。
And so the Lord commanded them to be circumcised.
那这个是第一步。
And this is the first step.
就是说要把肉体滚出去。
That is to roll away the flesh.
那这个叫做从吉甲动身前往。
And that is to start from Gilgal and to move forward.
如果我们没有从吉甲动身的话，那我们就还没有动身。
And if we do not start at Gilgal, then we have no starting point.
那第二个呢是伯特利。
And next is Bethel.
伯特利我们都知道是神的家，神的殿，也就是教会。
And we know that Bethel is the house of God, and that is the church.
那伯特利就告诉我们说要过教会的生活，要过神家的生活。
And what Bethel tells us is that we need to live in the family or the house of God.
要过与世界分别的生活。
And that we need to live a life that is set apart.
如果我们看创世纪第十二章第十三章那里记载着这个亚伯拉罕的一段故事。
And if we see in Genesis the story of Abraham,
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
The glorious God appeared to Abraham,
然后呢呼召他离开本地本族亲家。
To call him out of the land of his fathers and his forefathers.
亚伯拉罕顺服神的旨意，听了神的话，他照做了。
And Abraham obeyed the Lord and followed.
然后他慢慢的迁来迁去，迁到了这个就是迁到伯特利。
And the Lord led him to Bethel.
然后呢他在那里支搭帐篷，也租了一个祭坛。
And at Bethel, Abraham, pitched his tent and built an altar.
我们知道这个支搭帐篷呢，就是与世界分别。
And to pitch your tent, is to be a sojourner.
就是承认说这个我是寄居的。
That I am a wanderer in this world.
是客旅。
A sojourner.
啊，这个是支搭帐篷。
And that is to pitch your tent.
那住坛的住祭坛呢，是为了在祭坛上面来求告神，在祭坛那边来与神有交通。
And to build your altar means that you have fellowship with the Lord.
为着献祭。
And to offer sacrifices.
但是呢，接着这个那地方就遭遇了饥荒。
饥荒。
Famine.
Famine. Oh, but afterwards there was a famine.
Yeah. 然后亚伯拉罕就下到埃及去了。
And so Abraham left and went to Egypt.
我们知道亚伯拉罕在埃及他经历了一个很大的失败。
And we know that in Egypt, Abraham went through a great failure.
在埃及呢，他在那边基本上跟神就没有交通。
And in Egypt, Abraham did not have fellowship with the Lord.
直到他从埃及又回到伯特利，回到他当初这个祭坛，当初这个住坛的地方，回到他当初支搭帐篷的地方。才恢复与神的交通。
And until he came back to Bethel where he had made that altar, did he have fellowship with the Lord?
我们知道埃及是预表世界的。
And we know that Egypt also represents the world.
埃及是跟伯特利相对的。
Egypt is the opposite of Bethel.
所以伯特利就告诉我们说要过教会的生活，要过与世界分别的生活。
And so Bethel tells us the life of the church life or the life that is set apart from this world.
人如果爱世界的话，你就没有办法爱神的家。
If man loves the world, they cannot love the house of God.
所以伯特利叫我们要胜过世界。
And so Bethel speaks on and reminds us to set apart ourselves from the world.
那第三个呢是耶利哥。
And the third location is Jericho.
那耶利哥呢在约书亚也是在约书亚记啊，在第六章那里有非常详细的记载。
And in Jericho, we read about that in Joshua chapter 6.
那里就记载了以色列人他怎么攻克耶利哥城。
And it speaks on the conquest of Jericho.
我们知道当时这个耶利哥城啊，它这个城墙非常的坚固而且高大。
And if we remember, the walls of Jericho were great and strong.
根据这个历史学家们说，这个城墙还是双重的城墙。
And historians tell us that the walls of Jericho were double-walled.
这个是古代在中东地方啊，是最坚固的城墙之一。
And these are the strongest types of walls in the Middle East at that time.
今天仇敌也在我们里面筑了一道城墙。
And so the enemy also has double walls against us.
来阻拦我们，叫我们没有办法进入到基督那个无限的丰富里面。
To keep us away from walking in the way of the Lord.
所以这道墙一定要除去，这个城一定要拆毁。
And so these double walls must be torn down and the city must be destroyed.
所以以色列人他们这个听了神的话，他们这个绕城七日，城墙就倒塌了。
And if we remember in the, the Israelites, circled the city seven times and the walls fell down.
这个是以色列人过约旦河进入迦南地之后第一场征战。
This was the first battle that the people of Israel encountered, after they crossed the Jordan into the promised land.
那这一场征战对他们至关重要，而且是一个极大的得胜。
And this was an important battle and an important, event in their lives.
然后呢，在约书亚记第六章第二十六节那里记载了一件事情。
And in Joshua chapter 6 verse 26, it records one thing.
那里说当时约书亚叫众人起誓说，有兴起重修这耶利哥城的人，当在耶和华面前受咒诅。他立根基的时候必上长子，安门的时候必上幼子。
Then Joshua made them take an oath at that time, saying, "Cursed before the Lord is the man who rises up and builds this city Jericho. With the loss of his firstborn, he shall lay its foundations. With the loss of his youngest son, he shall set up its gates."
所以我们看见这个耶利哥城呢，是一个受咒诅的城。
And so what we see is that the city of Jericho is a cursed city.
是仇敌的代表。
It is a representation of the enemy.
我们胜过肉体，胜过世界，这个还不够，我们还必须胜过仇敌。
And if we overcome the world, if we overcome the flesh, that is not enough. What we must also overcome is the enemy.
胜过撒旦。
And overcome the sin.
那么最后一个是约旦河。
And finally, the last location is the Jordan.
约旦河是指的死说的死亡。
And Jordan represents death.
那过约旦河呢, 就是胜过死亡。
And to cross over the Jordan means that they have crossed over death.
我们知道主耶稣在约旦河受浸的，这个受浸就表明主的死。
And we know that the Lord Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, and that represented his death.
他从水里上来的，从约旦河的水里上来，这表明他复活。
And the representation of when he came and rose out of the River Jordan was that he was resurrected.
复活吞灭死亡。
To resurrected and overcome death.
所以圣经里面也说了，我们最末了所要胜过的就是死亡。
And so something that is very important is that we must overcome this death.
所以基甲。 是叫我们胜过肉体，伯特利叫我们胜过世界，耶利哥叫我们胜过仇敌，那么最后呢，约旦河乃是叫我们胜过死亡。So
what this tells us is Gilgal is to overcome the flesh, and at Bethel we must overcome the world, and at Jericho overcome the enemy, and in the Jordan we see that we must overcome death.
那这个就是这个四个地方它大概的属灵含义。
And these are the four locations in their spiritual understandings.
所以我们看见这个以利亚的背提啊，它是一个得胜的背提。
So we see here that Elijah, and as he was to be taken by the Lord, is overcoming.
他胜过了这一切，然后活着背提，不见死亡。
And he has overcome all these things, and he has overcome death.
那我想这也是我们最大最荣耀的盼望，我们巴不得像以利亚那样活着背提。
And this is something that is very glorious, and we must strive to be like Elijah to overcome and be taken up.
但是呢，很可惜的，如果我们看这段经文的话，我们就会发现说，这么多的先知门徒，只有以利沙一个人跟随以利亚到底。
But sadly, as we read this passage, we see that there are many prophets that come out, but there is only one prophet that follows Elijah until the end.
难道这些先知门徒们不知道这条路吗？他们都知道。
Did these prophets or sons of prophets not know the way?
他们还问以利沙说，今天耶和华又把你师父提走，你知道吗？
And many of them asked, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?
所以这些先知门徒他们全部都知道，但是呢，只有以利沙一个人跟随。
So the prophets all knew, but only Elisha followed.
我们看见说每一段路程都有人停在那里。
We see that at every location that there were people that came out to meet them.
那有的呢，他对付肉体觉得，哎，太难了，对付来对付去，索性也不对付了。
And some maybe felt that overcoming the flesh was, I fought over and over and battled with it, but I can't overcome it.
就像保罗所说的那个哥林多教会，他就是这样子。这个信主多年之后，他们仍旧是属肉体的，仍旧是婴孩，还不能够吃干粮，只能喝奶。
Just as Paul speaks on the church of Corinth that they have, dealt with the flesh many times and that they are still babes, drinking milk.
所以就许多人就停在基甲。
And so many, we see that many are stuck at Gilgal.
那有的人呢，他们觉得说对付了世界够了，满足了，就停在伯特利。
And some might feel that we have overcome the world, and so they stop at Bethel.
有的人呢，他停在耶利哥，他觉得满足了。
And some people stop at Jericho, and they think that they are satisfied.
有的人甚至已经到了约旦河了，但是呢，他们永远的在对面站着。
Some people stop at the Jordan and are not willing to pass over.
那这个是最可惜的。
And this is the most sad.
当然我们知道说这个死亡呢，这个约旦河所代表的死亡，对我们来说是最惧怕、最恐惧的，也是最难以面对的事情。
And this, the River Jordan, the representation of death, we see that this is something that is very hard to overcome.
所以停留在约旦河不敢过河的人大有人在。
That there are many who stop and are unwilling to pass over the Jordan. But in order to truly overcome, we must overcome death.
在启示录那里他说，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
That they are willing to die, not only and do not think of their own lives to count it as loss.
所以所有的得胜者。 他们都是已经把自己埋葬在约旦河里了。But
those that are willing to die have buried themselves in the Jordan.
他们与主同死同埋同复活，与主联合。
that they are willing to die and be resurrected and to live with Christ.
那就像伊丽莎那样。
Just as Elisha.
这么多人呢，只有伊丽莎一个人跟这个伊利亚一起渡过约旦河。
And there were so many people on the shores of the Jordan, but only Elisha was willing to cross through with Elijah.
所以他就接过了伊利亚的这个传承。
And so he followed with Elijah all the way and finished the journey.
继承了伊利亚先知的外衣。
And he received the cloak of Elijah.
得着了双倍的灵。
And gained a double portion of his spirit.
那就像长子得着双倍福分一样。
And just like the firstborn who receives a double portion.
对，然后呢？当然，我们看见说这个得双倍的灵呢，并不是说圣灵的能力不够，也不是说这个以利沙非常贪心，一定要拿双倍。
And to gain a double portion of the spirit doesn't mean that Elisha was greedy or that his spirit was not enough.
这个乃是说我们的度量太小了。
But that it means that that our portion is very small.
我们这个器皿太有限了。
That we are limited.
神这个圣灵的能力是无限量的。
That the limits of God are limitless.
圣灵的能力是无限量的。但是呢我们需要加宽我们生命的度量加倍的来支取圣灵的能力。
And the spirit is limitless, but we ourselves must be filled by the spirit.
来应付这个世代的需要。
In order to overcome the flesh.
应付这个世代的需要。
Into
generation.然后呢我们知道说这个世代呢一代不如一代。
And we know that as we continue on this way,
那这个世界不会往好的方向发展的，这个世界只会越来越败坏。
And this world will continue to become worse and worse.
所以可能以前够了，但是现在不够。
And maybe we thought that it was enough back then, but it is not enough now.
啊，就像我们为青少年、为孩子们祷告一样，这个普通的祷告已经不能够应付现今世代的需要了。
This is oftentimes as we pray for our children, as they continue to deal with this world.
所以我们需要加倍的灵，我们需要加倍为他们祷告。
That we need to add more spirit, and we need to ask the spirit for more help.
所以我们看见说以利亚他行了十个神迹，以利沙行了二十个神迹。
So we see that Elijah had 20 signs and Elijah had 10, but Elisha had 20.
那有的人说这个以利亚行了八个神迹，以利沙行了十六个神迹，那其实是一样的，因为有的神迹他们合在一起。
And some say that Elijah did 8 and Elisha did 16, but some of these they did together.
那这个是双倍的灵。
This is the double portion.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我个人感觉这段话对我们 是非常大的提醒。
And so brothers and sisters, I feel like this is a great reminder for each and every one of us.
其实我们许多人也像这些先知门徒那样，我们都知道这条路，我们也知道说跟随主到底必得奖赏。
That oftentimes we are like these other prophets, that we know the way and we know what the Lord has told us.
我们不是不知道，我们都知道。
We all know.
但是呢只有极少数人愿意付代价来跟随主。
But there is only a few who are willing to pay that price and walk the way.
这是多么可惜的一件事情。
What a sad thing this is.
在福音书里面主对他的门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And in the Gospels, we see that the Lord Jesus tells his disciples that if anyone is to wish this to follow after me, they must pick up their cross and follow after me.
这条路是属天的道路，是属灵的道路，是得胜的道路，也是十字架的道路。
And this is a heavenly way, and this is also the way of the cross.
十字架的道路要牺牲。
And this way of the cross, we must lay down our lives.
我们要得奖赏，就需要付代价。
And in order to gain this reward, we must pay it.
这里面每一个对付都需要十字架。
And in each of these locations, we see that we need the cross.
每一段路程都需要十字架。
And throughout the journey, we need the cross.
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
And if there is no cross, then we cannot move forward.
没有十字架就没有荣耀。
And if there is no cross, there is no glory.
所以这个也是我们单跑的路。
And so this is the way that we walk.
那但愿主的爱激励我们啊，就我们能够像保罗那样，单跑的路已经跑尽了。
And may the Lord use his spirit to encourage us, just like Paul, that he may finish this race.
不叫我们停留在任何一段路程那里。
That we might not stop along the way.
不叫我们满足于现状。
but that we might not be satisfied with our current condition.
不叫我们满足我们现今所知道的。
And we might not be satisfied with what we know now.
我们乃是像保罗那样竭力追求。
But that we can be like Paul to continue forward.
为要得着基督所要他得着的。
To gain what Christ has set apart for him.
好，我就交通这里啊。
This will end my sharing.
下面时间交给 Philip 弟兄。
We'll give our time to our brother Steve.
Praise the Lord for our brother sharing.
为了信仰弟兄，我们赞美主。
And for reminding us of the importance to not only to walk, but to walk in the right way.
提醒我们，不仅我们要走路，而且要走在正道上。
And how much we need to rely upon the cross in our daily walk.
在我们每天的行事生活里面，我们实在是何等需要十字架。
And this morning, I wanted to share a very simple message.
今天早晨我想交通一个非常简单的信息。
And we shall read two passages together.
我们一起来读两段经文。
The first one is from the book of Jude.
第一段是从犹大书，新约犹大书。
And it only has one chapter, so it's Jude verse 24.
犹大书第二十四节，这犹大书只有一章。
And I'll read it in English, and then we can read it in Chinese.
我先用英文读，然后我们弟兄用中文读。
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present to you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的。
And then the next passage is from the book of Ephesians.Chapter 1, verse 4.
第二段经文是以弗所书第一章第四节。
Long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里爱了我们，拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
You know, as I was preparing before the Lord,This passage from Jude, verse 24, was one that repeatedly was being, was coming to my memory. The Lord was putting it upon my heart.
当我在主面前预备的时候，犹大书二十四节一直重复的出现在我的面前。
And it's really three thoughts from this passage.
这在经文里面，我有三点看，有点三个感觉。
The first thought is the phrase.Keeping or actually the word keeping or keep.
第一个是这里面讲到的字保守。
The second one is the word either to present or presenting.
第二个字是把你们放无瑕无疵的呈现在他面前。
And then the third is the word exceeding joy.
第三个是极大的欢喜，欢欢喜喜。
You know, all three of these words, there is one common theme.
因为这三个字实际上都有同一个主题。
And they're all centered around the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个主题都是围绕着我们主耶稣基督。
I think in other words, all three of these words that we read, you know, originate from Christ.
因为三个字都是跟主耶稣基督有关的。
So as we read in verse 24, we know it is Christ who keeps.
因为我们知道是基督他来保守我们。
We know it is Christ who presents us.
因为我们知道是基督把我们呈现在神面前。
And we know that this exceeding joy is one that only comes from Christ.
我们知道这极大的欢欢喜喜也是从基督来的。
And we really praise the Lord that, you know, this points toward the Lord Jesus Christ and not to ourselves.
因为我们实在感谢主，因为这都指向我们的主耶稣基督，而不是指向我们自己。
Because if I knew myself, there is no way I would present myself with any kind of joy.
因为我知道说，因为如果我很清楚我自己，所以我不可能把自己欢欢喜喜的带到神面前。
I think I would present myself with a lot of reservation and maybe doubt and, you know, other kinds of things.
因为我若要把自己呈在神面前，我会有很多的怀疑，很多的保留。
But praise the Lord, you know, this is not about ourselves, but rather about the Lord Jesus Christ.
但赞美神，因为这不是关乎我们自己，乃是关乎主耶稣基督自己。
And so we'll spend a little bit of time going through these three words.
所以我就花一些时间在这三句话里，三个字里面来思想。
So the first word again is the keep or keeping.
第一个字是保守或是正在保守。
Now, in the last few months within our career group, we've been reading the book Absolute Surrender by Andrew Murray.
因为在这过去几周的时候，我们就业组的弟兄姊妹们在查考这本书，是穆安德烈弟兄写的，是完全的顺服。
And in one of the chapters, our brother also spoke about this keeping.
因为其中一个章节，我们弟兄也讲到说这个保守。
And it is something that, you know, as I was reminded, the Lord really encouraged my heart.
因为这实在是主，实在是让我心里面非常深刻的一句话。
And some of the points that I'm going to share, for those of you who read the book, is going to sound very familiar.
那些读过那本书的弟兄姐妹，可能对我接下来交通的非常熟悉。
But I think it's a very important reminder about several aspects of what this keeping is all about.
因为我想这是非常重要的提醒，就是这个保守，关乎这保守这件事情何等的重要。
The first thing is that we need to realize that we are kept by the power of God.
第一件事情我们认识到说，我们蒙保守是蒙神的能力的保守。
And that there are two sides to this keeping.
因为这个保守有两个方面。
One is that the inheritance is kept for me and for us in heaven by God himself.
首先就是我们你我所得的基业，是神把这个基业保守在天上。
So that is pointing upwards to that inheritance that is kept for me and for us in heaven by God.
那就是说在我们摆在我们前面这个产业呢，是神把我们保守在天上。
And then the second aspect of it is, while we are here on earth, that we are being kept for that inheritance by God himself as well.
那第二个方面呢，当我们还在地上的时候，这个产业也仍然是神借着他的能力为我们保守。
So not only is God keeping the inheritance for us up in heaven, but we are also being kept here on earth for that inheritance by God.
所以不仅是神把我们的基业保守在天上，我们在地上也蒙神保守，能够得到那个基业。
So there is a certain surety in that for us as believers.
所以对着我们这信徒而言，这是一个相当程度的保证。
Even though many times, you know, we may feel like we are, you know, walking a very defeated walk.
所以虽然很多时候我们好像觉得是走在非常失败的路上。
But praise the Lord, you know, we know that by His almighty power, what He is keeping for us, He will keep.
但是我们感谢神，因为借着他的大能，他若来保守，他会保守到底。
And then, you know, three characteristics of this keeping.
所以在这个保守上也有三个特点。
The first one is that it is an all-inclusive keeping.
因为第一个特点是这个保守是完全都包含的保守。
And when I say all-inclusive, it includes our entire being, not just part of us, but all of it.
当我说完全的包括在里面，就是我们全身都包括在里面，而不只是部分而已。
And oftentimes, you know, we do rely upon the Lord when it comes to spiritual things.
很多时候我们在属灵的事上，我们来依靠主。
But you know, brothers and sisters, this all-inclusive keeping also includes those things that are temporal in nature.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们要注意到这个包含一切的保守，也包括这些暂时事情的这些保守。
So in our daily walk, whether it be at our places of work, or whether it be at school or at home, you know, the Lord is giving us this promise of an all-inclusive keeping.
所以在我们每天与主同行的路上，不论是在学校生活、家庭生活或是工作上。
Next, we are reminded that this keeping is an almighty keeping.
那我们下个要看见这个保守呢，是一个有能力、全能的保守。
You know, it is God who, in His infinite power, is able to keep us.
因为神在他极无限的能力里面，可以来保守我们。
So we know this keeping is so strong that nothing can separate us from that.
我们知道这个保守是非常的坚强, 所以没有叫无法任何事情叫我们与神分开。
And you know, in the English group, we have been studying the book of Samuel, 1st and 2nd Samuel.
在英语组里面我们读 撒母耳记上下。
And there we, you know, see about King David.
那里我们看见大卫王。
And if you look at the life of King David, especially when you read through the Psalms, you know, we can see how he acknowledged this almighty keeping of God in his life.
因为我们如果是知道大卫王的话，我们从诗篇里面看他所做的事里面，我们看见他是常常讲说他和蒙到神大能的保护。
I think from the very beginning of his life, you know, he knew that God is the one that had delivered him, you know, from the lion and I think from the bear, if I'm not mistaken.
所以从他少年的时候，他就说他是蒙神能力的保守。 救他脱离这些狮子和熊的攻击。
And we know that David referred to God as his fortress.
因为我们知道大卫称呼神说神是他的山寨。
You know, and as his refuge.
是他的避难所。
As his strong tower.
是他的坚固的堡垒。
As his salvation.
是他的救恩。
As his strength.
是他的能力。
So brothers and sisters, you know, we see that this keeping, it's an almighty keeping.
所以我们看见说这个保守是一个极有能力的保守。And
you know, as I was reading this, I was being asked, do I really acknowledge this almighty keeping in my daily walk?
所以当我读这些经节的时候，我就被提醒，在我每天的生活里面，我是不是来依靠这个极有能力的保守呢？
You know, we see in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, and I'll read that passage real quick.
我们知道在以弗所书3章20节那里有讲到，我要很快把这些经文读一下。
Paul says, Now glory be to God by the mighty power at work within us. He is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope.
荣耀归给神，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
You know, Paul uses this word, infinitely more.
所以保罗在这里讲到说是充充足足的成就一切超过。
So if you ever think we have come to some kind of a limit, you know, praise the Lord, His power can do infinitely more than that.
所以当你发现说你走到一个尽头的时候，你发现神的能力实际上超过这个，仍然是充充足足的。
And then if you ever think that we have come to the end of our limit about asking for something, you know, we praise the Lord that He can actually give us something beyond what we can ask.
所以我们以为说我们所求的已经到了极限了，但我们发现神所回答我们的是超过我们所求所想。If
we feel we've come to the end of our hope and we're starting to lose hope, you know, we praise the Lord that He's able to give us something even beyond that.
所以我们若以为说我们来到我们盼望的尽头的时候，我们失去了盼望，但我们发现神仍然在我们失去盼望的时候，给我们仍有指望。And
thirdly, we see that this keeping, it's a continuous keeping.
那第三件事，我们看见这个保守是一直的保守。
In other words, it's an unbroken keeping.
所以我们看见这个保守是完全没有破碎破口的保守。
In every situation and in all situations.
在任何情况，在所有的情况。
In every circumstance, you know, we are kept by His power.
在任何情况之下，我们都蒙神能力的保守。
You know, we sang the hymn moment by moment.
我们刚才唱的诗歌是时时刻刻。
And in that, the hymn writer reminds us that moment by moment, you know, we are kept in His love.
那首诗歌的作者提醒我们说，时时刻刻我们都蒙神的爱。
You know, we see in 2 Timothy chapter 4, actually, Paul was reminded of this mighty keeping.
事实上，我们看到在提摩太后书第4章那里，保罗有提醒我们有这样一个保守。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, actually verse 16 and 17, but you know, Paul speaks about a time when those around him had abandoned him when he was brought before the judge.
因为在提摩太后书4章16-17节那里，保罗有提到有许多人都离他而去。
And in verse 17 he says, But the Lord stood with me and gave me strength that I might preach the good news in all its fullness for the Gentiles to hear.
因为在17节那里讲，保罗就讲到说，但主与我同在，赐过能力，叫我能将他的福音继续传扬。So
we praise the Lord that this keeping is a continuous keeping.
所以我们感谢主，这个保守是一个 时常的保守。
And even though sometimes, you know, we may feel that people around us may let us down or may abandon us, you know, the Lord never lets us down.
我们很多时候发现，在我们周遭的人也许说放弃了我们，离弃了我们，但是主却没有放弃我们。
The Lord will still strengthen us, and He will allow us to carry on.
所以主仍然加给我们力量，叫我们能够往前行。
So, how do we experience this keeping?
所以我们要如何来经历这个保守呢？
So I think our brother reminded us of the importance of walking in the right way.
所以我们刚才弟兄给我们一个很好的提醒，就是我们必须要走在正道上。
In order for us to realize this keeping, we need to have faith in the Lord.
所以要叫我们能够看见这个保守，我们必须对主有信心。
In the book of Colossians, you know, chapter 1 verse 23, Paul reminds us to continue to believe in this truth and to stand in it firmly.
所以在哥罗西书1章23节，保罗提醒我们说，我们要常常在依靠神的信心，能够蒙他保守。
So I think the first step is for us to realize that, you know, we in our own efforts, we are helpless.
因为我们要看见这一点，靠着我们自己的努力，我们事实上是徒劳无功。
You know, some of us might think we are a little bit more capable than others, but I guarantee you, at some point, we will come to the end of ourselves.
所以也许我们当中有些人觉得，哦，我比其他人更有能力，但是我保证，你一定会走到你能力的尽头。
And so the Lord has given us this wonderful example of the cross.
所以主给我们这个十字架这个宝贵的例子。
You know, which is, I've heard Brother Juan many times share, the intersection of our will and God's will.
所以我们常常听到我们灵华弟兄有交通说，这个十字架就是我们的意思跟神的意思的一个交叉。
And you know, when we come to the end of ourselves and we finally realize we can't do it anymore, we learn to die to ourselves.
因为当我们来到我们能力的尽头的时候，我们发现说我们实在做不下去，
you know,
我们就是来到死地。
We stop struggling.
我们开始挣扎。
Because if there is struggle, I don't think we've come, there's still some of our self-life left in it.
因为我觉得说，如果我们人还在挣扎的时候，表示我们还想靠自己的能力。
You know, the Lord reminds us to completely let go.
但是主提醒我们要完全放手。
And to allow Him to do His work.
容让主来做主的工作。
You know, I remember, you know, two little examples that of this ability for us to find, to let go and to find our rest in the Lord.
因为我记得有两个例子，我让我们自己放弃我们自己的作为，然后来全心依靠主。
And I've shared this with many of you before, so it might be another repeat.
我曾经和其中弟兄姊妹有交通过，也许这次再重复一次。
But I remember when I was in college, especially my last two semesters, I took a very heavy load of courses.
因为我记得在我上大学的最后一年，那个是最后一个学期里面，我修了很多很重的课。
It was 22 credit hours and 24 credit hours.
那时候是22跟24个学分。
And I was so desperate, I just wanted to get finish my school.
因为我那时候实在是很想赶快就把这个学校读完。
And during those times, I remember on Fridays, we would have a time of prayer meeting and Bible study back in Texas.
那时候我还在德州读书，那我记得那时候是到礼拜五，礼拜晚上是有读经和祷告的时间。
And for some reason, I always felt compelled by the Lord to go.
Yeah, 好像某种原因，我常常觉得说我应该礼拜晚上要去读经。
But I had, you know, very little time because between my studies and I was also working at the time, you know, it's very hard to find time for anything else.
但我的时间排得非常紧，因为除了读书之外，我还打一些工，所以我时间有很多没有空的时间。
But in my heart, I knew that it was the right thing to do.
但是不知道为什么，在我心里就觉得说去聚会是一个重要的事。
And so, you know, many times I would, even though I may have exams or, you know, work to do, I would just put it aside and I would go to Bible study.
所以很多时候虽然说有考试摆在前面，也很忙，但是我还把时间分别出来去参加读经聚会。
And, you know, the Lord, every time I would go, not once did the Lord ever shortchange me.
但是从来没有一次主亏欠了我。
You know, I would go and then I would find this rest that I didn't really care what would happen next, whether I would pass or fail or get good grades or not. I was at peace.
因为我记得说每次我去的时候，我就好像完全忘记了那个，就算考试会失败，或是成绩会不好，但是那些完全忘记，我会非常有安息。
And you know, through this, of course, the Lord was faithful. I ultimately graduated.
那当然，在这个过程里面，我们看见主是信实的，我也毕业了。
But the reminder to me is that you know, when we truly are able to find, you know, put our faith in Christ, He gives us this rest.
但是这些经历提醒了我，就是如果我们真来依靠主的话，主会把安息放在我们里面。
And even now, I experience the same rest. You know, when we come to prayer meeting on Tuesday nights.
就算是现在每个礼拜二的祷告聚会，我也有同样的经历。
You know, many times I'm tired and I don't feel like coming.
很多时候礼拜二我觉得非常的疲倦，好像不想来参加祷告聚会。
But when we spend that time with the Lord in His presence, you know, He never leaves us not satisfied.
但是每次来到主的面前，聚会在主面前的时候，主从来没有亏欠我们，让我也觉得非常的安息。
So real quick, because we're running short on time, we'll touch upon the next two words.
我想时间稍微过去很多，所以我要赶快的交通下面两点。So
we talked about keeping. Now we talk about the word presenting.
我们刚才讲到保守，我们下来谈那个字，呈现在神面前。So
this presenting is to bring to someone or something.
因为这个呈现的话，意思就是把一件事情或一个人带到另外一个面前。So
here also we know that it's pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们在这里又一次看见，说是指向了主耶稣基督。You
know, Christ is the one who will present us.
因为我们知道是主耶稣基督把我们呈到神面前。And
Christ is presenting us to God Himself.
因为主耶稣基督他把我们呈现在神面前。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 22, I'll read this passage real quick. It says,
哥罗西书1章24节这里讲到,
it says, Yet now He has brought you back as His friends. He has done this through His death on the cross in His own human body. As a result, He has brought you into the very presence of God, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before Him, without a single fault.
So Colossians first.
Colossians chapter 1 verse
22。我现在为你们受苦，人觉喜乐，因为在我受身上要补满基督在我身上受患难的亏欠。就是，Colossians，Colossians,
yeah, chapter 1, verse 22。22，yeah。我们现在得着在身体里面得着，借着他的死，得着他的身体的受死。
So we praise the Lord that it is Christ who is the one who is presenting us before the very presence of God.
And
not only that, we are being presented as one that is blameless, you know, one that is without fault.
所以不仅如此，是我们被呈现在神面前是完完全全无有瑕疵。
You know, one that is holy.
是圣洁的。
You know, brothers and sisters, this is truly the Lord's amazing grace.
弟兄姐妹，这实在是主耶稣极奇妙的、惊人的恩典。
You know, we are reminded over and over again that only in Christ are we found to be blameless and without fault.
因为我们知道我们在主面前，实在是只有在主的面前，我们是完完全全无瑕疵的。
And we praise the Lord that it is only in Christ.
我们知道，我们之所以能够无瑕无疵，只是因为我们在基督里的关系。
You know, this has been God's plan from the very beginning.
因为这是神从起初对着我们的计划。
And then finally, you know, we see that we are being presented with exceeding joy.
最后我们看见说，我们被呈现在神面前，乃是能够欢欢喜喜的。
Last Sunday, actually, Brother Juan had briefly touched upon this, the words exceeding joy. And when I was, just pondering upon the word exceeding joy, it also reminded me of what God Himself, declared about the Lord Jesus Christ after He was baptized.
当我在想思想这个字欢欢喜的时候，我就想到说，当主耶稣基督他受尽之后，神也是如此的喜悦。
You know, God said this phrase, "In whom I am well pleased."
因为那时候神说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And we know that when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to present us this joy, there is no hesitation whatsoever.
因为我们知道，当主耶稣基督把我们呈现在神面前的时候，他是毫无保留，而欢欢喜喜的。
There is no doubt.
完全没有怀疑。
And there is no remorse.
他没有后悔。
And there is no dissatisfaction.
他也没有不满足。
And sometimes it's beyond my ability to even understand how the Lord can do that.
因为有时候，当我想到这时候，我甚至无法完全明白为什么主耶稣基督要如此行。
But then I really have to look off to Christ and to look upon the finished work.
但是我实在是需要来仰望主耶稣，来看着他所已经成就的工作。And
only then, you know, can I accept it.
因为只有那时候，我们发现我们才能够蒙悦纳。And
in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, you know, it's a very familiar passage. We're reminded of that the need for us to look off unto Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
因为希伯来书十二章那里讲到一个我们大家最熟悉的经文，就是我们必须忘断以及耶稣，那他是那位为我们信心创始成终的神。And
the writer of Hebrews says also, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame.
因为这个那希伯来书作者也接着说，他为着那摆在前面的荣耀，轻看现在所受的苦楚。So
the Lord Jesus Christ actually foreknew about this joy that was set before him. And because of that, he was willing to endure the cross and to, you know, take upon him all of our shame and guilt.
正因为如此，所以他愿意来背起十字架，来负担、担负、承担我们所有的羞辱。
So because of that, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
所以因此现在我们知道主耶稣基督坐在神的右手边。So
once again, you know, we really praise the Lord for His amazing work.
我们再一次真是为了他那惊人的所做的来感谢他。And
as we, you know, go along our daily walk, you know, may we be reminded that we have someone who is always there with us and will keep us to the end.
所以当我们能够想起这一点，我们要常常被提醒，有一位那保守我们的，保守我们到底。And
that is just because of His faithfulness, not ours.
因为正因为他是信实的，虽然我们是不信实的。Shall
we pray?
好，我们祈祷告。Lord
Jesus, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for your amazing love.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你的爱是惊人的爱。Lord,
sometimes it is so great, Lord, it's beyond our comprehension.
主啊，有时候看见你的爱实在是大到我们无法完全领会。But
yet, Lord, we thank you that you have done this for us.
主啊，但我们感谢你，因为你为我们做成了这事。Thank
you for dying for us.
谢谢你为我们死。Thank
you for saving us.
谢谢你拯救我们。Thank
you for keeping us with this almighty and all-inclusive keeping.
谢谢你用这一个极大、极包含的能力保守我们。
And thank you, Lord, that you take delight in us.
谢谢你喜悦我们。
Lord, you see us as your masterpiece.
哦，因为你看我们如同你手中的杰作。
Lord, truly, it is your amazing grace and love.
实在是你惊人的恩典，惊人的爱。
So, Lord, we just thank you, we praise you.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
We pray, Lord, that you will allow us to once again daily deny ourselves to take up the cross and to follow you.
我们是在祷告，你能够帮助我们每天能够背起自己的十字架来跟从你。Lord,
knowing that moment by moment it is you who is keeping us.
我们要认识到时时刻刻是你在保守我们。We
thank you that we can rely upon you wholeheartedly.
我们感谢你，我们可以全心来依靠你。And
you will never let us down.
你从来不会来叫我们失望。We
give you all the glory and honor.
我们把所有的荣耀和尊贵都献给你。In
Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.